Meadowlark's car, Lemon.
Those guys were—they were such great ambassadors.
Yeah.
And they really did have some tricks and stuff. The fact is, I don't know. I mean, you know, when Jerry West and those guys were playing, they just played straight basketball. And all the tricks that these guys could do in the Globetrotters, you know, they decided on those careers. But I got news for you. I mean, almost anybody on an NBA roster now can do all those things. That's just how.
Yeah, but they don't have the—they don't have the rubber band on the ball.
They don't. Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, the Harlem Globetrotters, not from Harlem. They're from Chicago.
That'll be some flagrant technical. That
got the rubber band on it. Hey, Mike, good talking to you. We'll talk to you next Friday morning once again at 8:50, okay?
Okay, Dad. Have a good week.
You too. Bye-bye now. All right, it's 9 o'clock on the noggin. Coming up next is Dan Marcus all day today, then until 2 o'clock. Kurt Fallman at 2, and then at 5 o'clock, we've got Badger basketball. Iowa coming to town. 5 o'clock pregame, 6 o'clock tip-off time. Right here at WRJN, I'm Don Rosen. Catch you Monday.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. It's a first. CBS's Jim Crisula reports the federal government has fined a major airline for chronic flight delays.
JetBlue has been fined $2 million by the U.S. Department of Transportation, marking the first time federal officials have fined an airline for chronic flight delays. The agency says JetBlue used an unrealistic flight schedule that led to delays that affected both passengers and fair airline competition. Under DOT rules, a flight is chronically delayed if it's flown at least 10 times a month and arrives more than 30 minutes late more than 50% of the time.
President Biden has blocked the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel for $15 billion. CBS's Cammy McCormick has details.
The president said this morning a strong domestically owned and operated steel industry is a national security priority. Steel powers our country, he said, from the auto industry to the defense industrial base. And without domestic production and domestic workers, the nation is less strong and less secure. U.S. Steel, he said, will remain a proud American company.
U.S. Steel had threatened to sue the Biden administration if it blocked the deal. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in New Orleans, where the FBI is still looking into truck attacker Shamsuddin Jabbar's past.
The FBI received more than 400 tips, but they still want to talk to people who knew the suspect. Now, the crime scene here on Bourbon Street has been cleared, but the investigation is far from over.
Bourbon Street has reopened with new blockades to keep vehicles off the sidewalks. When the new Congress convenes later today, its first order of business will be to elect its leadership. CBS's Torian Small says House Speaker Mike Johnson could be facing a revolt.
There are quite a few Republicans who are still upset with Johnson for conceding with Democrats in order to keep the government open. This is, of course, to the chagrin of Donald Trump, the incoming president, who told Republicans to hold the line, force a shutdown in order to get his agenda through early.
The U.S. Surgeon General is calling for new labels on alcoholic beverages to warn about the risk of cancer. Dr. Vivek Murthy says alcohol is the third leading preventable cause of cancer after tobacco and obesity. He says alcohol is responsible for 20,000 cancer deaths in the U.S. each year. Apple has agreed to pay $95 million to settle a civil lawsuit alleging the company's virtual assistant Siri spied on users. CBS's Chanel Call has more.
The 5-year-old lawsuit claims that Apple activated Siri to record users' conversations even when they did not use the trigger phrase, "Hey Siri," and that some of the conversations were shared with advertisers. Apple has not admitted any wrongdoing in the settlement, which still has to be approved by a judge.
This is CBS.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company last week said it would temporarily halt construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. Company staff say they need to refine the design. The project could bring more than 2,500 construction jobs. And there's a funeral Monday in Colorado for George Petak. Racine was home for the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after casting the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him a Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away last week at the age of 75. And in a dual effort to combat radon exposure and food insecurity, Kenosha County Public Health is launching a new program. The county is offering a $5 radon test kit in exchange for the donation of a non-perishable food item. A statement says these discounted kits provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for the odorless radioactive gas. And after so many people have gotten together for the holidays, it might feel like everybody you know is sick. Some stores are having a hard time keeping the cold and flu medications in stock. Just make sure you know what you're taking. Here's Brittany Merlot.
You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyris Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Find more headlines at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose to the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, for the second time in a week, the Bucks lose at home to the Brooklyn Nets. The final 113-110. The Bucks trailed by as much as 24 points. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, two completely different games to me. I mean, the first game the other night, Giannis was barely moving, getting back. Tonight, I just saw their defensive intensity. We literally didn't run much offense tonight, and you saw the difference.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Chicago Bears Sunday. Three Packer players named to the Pro Bowl. Defensive players Rashawn Gary and Xavier McKinney. On offense, running back Josh Jacobs, who left the Raiders to come to Green Bay, earning his third career trip to the Pro Bowl.
I feel like if you go about things the right way, you come in every day willing to work, then all the accolades and all the other kind of things, is if it'll take care of itself in the end. So I just come in and, you know, try to be a better version of me each day, and I guess I'm reaping that right now.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy and colder today. We'll get to around 21 for a high this afternoon, but that wind from the northwest at around 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill factor in the single digits all day today. Tonight, mostly clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Good morning. Dan Marcus, glad to be here because I got some great tunes lined up.
Long as I remember the rain been coming down, clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men truly ages, trying to find the sun. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain. I went down Virginia, seeking shelter from the storm. Caught up in the fable, I watched the tower grow. Bobby, your plans are new to you, wrapped in golden chains. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain. Heard the singers playing, now we cheered for more. Crowded, rushed together, trying to keep warm. Still the rain kept pouring, falling on my ears. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain.
Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Vibrations a happening with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations a happening with her. Gotta keep those.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team going to be taking care of business against Iowa tonight in a game that can be heard here on WRJN. Iowa, a Big Ten conference rival, and if I've got this right, Badgers are 0-2 in the conference, so they got to step it up and beat the Hawkeyes tonight. You can hear the game and hear them do just that here on WRJN. I was thinking a little earlier, you know, there are 18 teams in the Big Ten. Think about that. 18 teams now in the Big Ten Conference. No wonder I'm so bad at math.
Holiday celebrations continue at O&H Danish Bakery. And a tasty way to welcome the new year is with O&H's Strawberry Champagne Kringle. It's filled with smooth cheesecake and a delicious layer of strawberry filling. Then O&H's champagne-flavored icing is sprinkled with crisp white chocolate pearls. Resolve to get one this week. O&H Danish Bakery wishes you and yours a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2025. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. X-Golf Kenosha, your winter golfing destination. Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. Stay warm while you swing through top courses on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators. Sharpen your skills, then relax with great food, drinks, and January football on 12 big-screen TVs. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com. Go to wrjn.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend.
WRJN. I took my troubles down to Madam Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a pretty fourth and fine. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said what you need is love potion number 9.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song you haven't heard on the radio for quite a while. Coming up now, it's about 20 minutes away, and I could give you the title now, and it might still be a surprise to you because it's an instrumental. So they don't say the title of the song anywhere in the song. About 20 minutes from now, Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, WRJN.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, starshine.
You, a brown-eyed girl. just to sing. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. Just the same. Sha la 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 la.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, catching you up on what's going on from the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. In for Stuart J. Waddles. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
From the WRJN newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company last week said it would temporarily halt construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. Company staff say they need to refine the design. The project could bring more than 2,500 construction jobs. And there's a funeral Monday in Colorado for George Petak. Racine was home for the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after casting the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him a Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away last week at the age of 75. And in a dual effort to combat radon exposure and food insecurity, Kenosha County Public Health is launching a new program. The county is offering a $5 radon test kit in exchange for the donation of a non-perishable food item. A statement says these discounted kits provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for the odorless radioactive gas. And after so many people have gotten together for the holidays, it might feel like everybody you know is sick. Some stores are having a hard time keeping the cold and flu medications in stock. Just make sure you know what you're taking. Here's Brittany Merlot.
You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyrus Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Find more headlines at WRJN.com.
It is going to be partly cloudy and colder today. We'll get to around 21 for a high this afternoon, but that wind from the northwest at around 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill factor in the single digits all day today. Tonight, mostly clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Fancy clothes.
stark contrast to Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Wear flowers in your hair if you're headed to San Fran. WRJN.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear
for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Hits on WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus with another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song you haven't heard on the radio for a while coming up. It's an instrumental from a fishing buddy of Bob Uecker. That's fact. That's coming up right after this on WRJN.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Let's open up the vault, shall we? For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the air for a while and deserves to be played again. That's the whole idea. We do it every single weekday, 9:45-ish and 1:45-ish on WRJN. This song from a fishing buddy of Bob Uecker, a jazz trumpeter out of New Orleans, Al Hurt. Now, this song settled in at number 4 in the top 10 in February of 1964. What else was going on in February of 1964? The Beatles. So ahead of this song at the top of the charts was Dawn by the Four Seasons, She Loves You by the Beatles, and I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. So this song was in some pretty good company. It's a great song, Al Hurt's first hit of several that he had in the 60s, called Java. An instrumental from Al Hurt on WRJN. Java by Al Hurt, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN. And that song, I was in the grade school band when that song came out. And suddenly, it was cool to be a trumpet player. Of course, I play the trombone, but that's the story of my life, right? But that song, top 10 from early 1964. Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets twice every weekday, 9:45-ish and 1:45-ish. The one this afternoon is from the autumn of 1967 by a one-hit wonder group. You'll hear it here on WRJN.
WRJN, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making
of serving Racine, Kenosha, and the surrounding area, WRJN. High school basketball, our next game, Tuesday, 6:30, Waterford at Burlington. You can hear it all here on WRJN.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for we
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. On this first day of the 119th Congress, House Speaker Mike Johnson is battling to keep his title. He just arrived on Capitol Hill and says he's hoping the leadership vote goes in his favor and quickly for the sake of America.
They are expecting us to get to work. We don't have time for drama.
But CBS's Nicole Killian reports there could be a lot of drama on Capitol Hill today.
Johnson can only afford one or two defections to keep the gavel. He